I still have a little ways to go before I can get to the brewmaster level. So right now at Goose Island, how our brewing staff works is we've got about 12 brewers. We've got a senior brewer, a head cellar, and then a brewmaster. So the brewmaster kind of oversees all of our Goose beers and all of its brewing. Pretty much he looks at the big picture, the small picture, everything. So I've got a little bit of a ways to go before I'm at that level, that's for sure.
Okay, Goose Island has beers named after Sophie, Matilda. Is this one of yours here? They've just brought a bottle of Lolita. Are these people's, well, Lolita would not be a grandmother. Are these people's girlfriends, daughters? What's the deal?
Lolita is named for the book. And then Sophie is actually named for our founder, John Hall, and his sons, Greg Hall. It's named for Greg's daughter, which is John Hall's first granddaughter. Her name is Sophie, so I think she asked her dad and her grandfather, you know, when are you going to make a beer named after me? So they came up with this great beer. It's a nice saison with some nice hints of orange zest, Brettanomyces, and named it Sophie. So she's not quite legally old enough to drink it yet. I'm sure she maybe has had a taste or two.
Matilda?
Matilda is named for, if you've ever heard the story about how Orval was founded, it's the, I believe her title was the, let's see, Matilda of Tuscany, I think, that she, as legend goes, she dropped her wedding ring. There's a few different versions of the stories, but the one I'm going to tell you is that she dropped her wedding ring into a spring, and she prayed that her ring would come back to her, and as soon as she finished praying for that, a trout jumped up with her ring in his mouth. And so she took that as a sign, and she donated a lot of her large wealth to build a brewery on that site, an abbey. And so they started brewing beer called Herval. And so Matilda is kind of an homage to that beer, an homage to Belgian beers, and so we named it after that Matilda that started everything.
So you, Patrick, could actually, in a bar, not only buy a woman a beer, you could say, honey, if you'll go home with me, I'll name a beer after you. Yeah?
I suppose I could. I suppose, yeah. I might have to get through a few more levels of trademarking and whatnot. Hopefully they've got a good-looking name.
Yeah, okay. Now, what are you doing in St. Louis this week? It's the Goose Island migration, takeover, whatever thing.
Right, so we've got what we're calling a migration week, which is a lovely pun on the Goose name, which I love puns, by the way. What we're doing is we're going into these different cities. We're bringing a lot of the Goose team. We're bringing at least one, maybe two or three brewers. And we're going into different bars. We're going in to talk to the beer drinkers. Going in to really just kind of make a nice connection with the beer drinker and say, you know, thank you for trying our beer. Thank you for drinking our beer. Bringing them a few extra treats, too, along the way. Maybe a few beers that they haven't had before. So it's hopefully a real nice treat for them. I know it's a real nice treat for me, especially coming back to St. Louis, that's for sure.
Oh, and before we go, give me a description of this Lolita beer.
So Lolita is one of our, what we call our wild ales. So it's a Belgian-style pale ale that we age in wine barrels. The barrels are Cabernet barrels, usually a blend of French and American oak. And what's really cool that we do with it is we age it with fruit in the barrel. So Lolita is aged with raspberries in the barrel. It's about 40 to 50 pounds of raspberries per wine barrel. And then we also add a wild yeast called Brettanomyces. So it gives it a little bit of an extra funkiness to it. The fruit gives it, helps to give it sourness, but also maintains a nice fruity juiciness. And it gives it a very nice color, too.
Patrick, what do you want to say about the Missouri Tigers and their 6-0 start as we speak here on October 15th?
It's pretty amazing, especially our win over Georgia on Saturday. I wish I'd been able to watch the game, that's for sure. I know I've been telling myself I want to get back to Columbia for a game this year, and I think this just about cements it that I almost have to go back.